now it's time to say a very good morning to Peter Allam, our legal eagle on duty, ready to tell us all about the different types of courts. Peter, very good morning and welcome.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to all the listeners out there on this nice and chilly little morning.
Very chilly.
It was 4 degrees in my car when I left Sinsa, and it only got up to about 6 degrees, so bitterly cold out there today.
Indeed, anyway, indeed.
We need a little bit of cold weather every now and then to remind us that summer's not everything, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, our chat today is the different courts in South Africa. So I thought it's quite an interesting one because a lot of people get confused over what there is. So the court regarded as the highest court in South Africa is the Constitutional Court. You know, that was established in 1996, but by then, in that court needs to have 8 judges present. So it's not an opinion of one or two that comes through. The Constitutional Court has a hearing of a minimum of 8 judges at a time. But it's there only for constitutional matters. It hears disputes between the organs of state at national or provincial level, in parliament or provincial bills that are challenged, the amendment to the Constitution, if there is any proposal in that regard. You know, if the president has failed, every time they threaten the president that he failed to fulfill his obligations, that's the court it goes to. And, of course, anything in terms of the provincial constitutions of the various provincial constituencies that we have. So it's brought directly to that court, or appeal directly to that court from any court. So you can approach a local Supreme Court, and then if you don't get what you want to, you can, you know, transfer it through to the Constitutional Court.
Right,
so that's
right.
Our highest court, regarded as the highest court. Other than that, the next one is the Supreme Court of Appeal, which is different to the Supreme Court. So we have a Supreme Court of Appeal. This is always and still is based in Bloemfontein in the Free State. My research shows that it was established in 1910, and it's the Supreme Court of Appeal, designated by the Constitution. It has a president, a deputy president, and a number of judges. They don't say how many there.
Okay.
And ordinary proceedings there are heard by a minimum of 3 and up to 5 judges, depending on the nature and extent of the appeal. So an appeal in a criminal or a civil matter may be heard before that court, consisting of 3 judges, minimum of 3 judges. The Supreme Court decides appeals in except in labor and competition matters. So, you know, anything from the High Court or court of similar status to the High Court, except any matters relating to the Constitutional Court, are heard in that particular court. And the decision there is the decision of the majority of judges listening to the case. So if it's not agreed to by a majority, it's then adjourned and started afresh before a new court. The president determines who the new one will be to look after it when it goes there. That is what's called the Supreme Court of Appeal. And then the next lot of courts are the high courts. We call them the high courts, not the Supreme Courts. So there we've got 9 Supreme Courts in South Africa. Interesting to hear where they sit. The Eastern Cape Division, which is us, the main seat is in Grahamstown. There's a lot of talk at the moment where they want to move it to Bishu. Then you get the Free State one, which is in Bloemfontein. Gauteng, the whole of Gauteng, falls under Pretoria.
Okay.
KwaZulu-Natal, Pietermaritzburg, not Durban, Pietermaritzburg. Then you have Limpopo with Polokwane. You have Mpumalanga with Mbombela. You have the Northern Cape, which is up our Northern Cape, main seat in Kimberley. The Northwest Division in Mahikeng. And, of course, the Western Cape one is in Cape Town. So each of those courts has a judge president, and it has deputy judge president and judges. And there are a number of judges. There's no restriction on the number of judges. As and when they need judges, they add to that. People apply for it, people are appointed, and all the rest of it. So each division has a main seat. For example, our Eastern Cape, if we just concentrate on that, our main seat is in Grahamstown. And then, of course, we do have little sub-courts. You've got the Eastern Cape High Court, which is Bishu. You've got the Eastern Cape High Court, which is in Tata. You've got the Eastern Cape High Court, which is Port Elizabeth. And then we have an East London local division. So, and that itself as well is situated here in East London and hears a lot of matters. What matters does a High Court hear? Well, normally, you know, you get a split there between criminal and magistrate's court, which is civil. I mustn't say magistrate's court, but civil and criminal. So the jurisdiction has the right to hear any matters of those nature, and it relates to all persons that reside in the division. In other words, anybody in the Eastern Cape will be heard by the High Court. Grahamstown is the head office, or in one of the sub-courts. It's offences that are committed within that area of jurisdiction, or civil matters that arise within that jurisdiction, matters that may be legally recognizable. You might have something that's not a criminal or civil matter that needs to be decided. And then, of course, all High Court have the right to hear appeals from the magistrate's court within the jurisdiction. So if you lose a matter in a magistrate's court, be it civil or criminal, you have a right to take it on appeal. If you've good enough reasons to take it on appeal and leave to appeal is granted, it then goes through to that High Court. In our case, it would be the Eastern Cape Division, Grahamstown.
Okay.
And it's a review of all magistrate's court matters as well. They are all reviewed, all instances where we have hearings are reviewed by the judges in that court. In other words, what happens is that if you're convicted, Joe, if there is a matter, the matter is referred to Grahamstown, where the judges in chambers read through them to make sure that there are no mistakes that can be clearly seen. So the circuit court, like I mentioned, is what we have here in East London. It's served by the judges from the High Court, Grahamstown, and it's the various different circuits, and they can deal with anything as well. Those circuit courts, the judge president of the division determines the times and places for the sittings of it. So it doesn't sit 7 days a week. You know, they give you a role and you follow the role, and they have a judge on duty all the time, though, in case they're urgent matters. So if you have something that's urgent and you need an interdict and you're in East London, you don't have to get in your car and travel to Grahamstown anymore, there will be a judge on duty here. And of course, you go through and you get a time and a date and your matter can be heard. So, you know, the functions of the registrar here locally is to look after that. If you full-time at the court, of course, is the issue of civil proceedings, summonses, warrants, subpoenas, setting matters down, and all the rest of it. So those are what you find at the court, is the staff that are there, and they attend to things. Also assisting them there, of course, is the family advocate, very important, divorces. Any dispute is sent to them, any divorce where there are children involved. In fact, it's not only High Court, but even in the regional court where you can get divorced these days, the family advocate plays a role. The other important aspect of the High Court in each division is the master. The master is a very important person, and he's there to serve us, I suppose, in terms of liquidations, registrations of trusts, curator bonus that's appointed, administration of guardians' funds when necessary, and most important, deceased estate. All deceased estates, when they're in excess of 250,000, go through the master. He scrutinizes everything. He makes sure everything is in place. Other officers of the court, of course, would be the sheriff. Every area has a sheriff who looks after that particular area. He's independent. He's an independent official of the court, appointed by the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, and he attends to the service of all court documents issued by the courts. Summonses, notices, warrants of arrest, court orders, and all the rest of it. He is the one that will go out and serve that. You cannot go and serve your own summons and that type of thing. So very important role the sheriff plays. Then you've got director of public prosecutions. That's the criminal side of it in the provinces. So all the prosecutors fall under the control of the director of public prosecutors, our one situated in Grahamstown. You know, their important matters are referred there for decisions, and they decide whether or not there's a good reason to proceed with a trial or whether there's enough information before the court to find a person guilty. So each area, like East London, we have our senior public prosecutor. She has a staff complement, and she will let them read it beforehand. So every matter that comes doesn't just automatically go to court. So a lot of people say, oh, so-and-so assaulted me, and I'll see him in court. It's not as simple as that. It does get read by the prosecutors. They will have a look. Is it petty? Is it genuine? What is the position before just instituting actions? Obviously, some of them do not need to go through that particular route, like drunken driving and those type of things. When you've got that, they're automatic because they offences that have been committed. Then you also have the state attorney. That's a group of attorneys or advocates who represent the different departments of the government. They don't represent private individuals, so they're there for anything against the government, the department, criminal matters, you know, high court or regional court. It's the state attorney that represents them, and his function is obviously to protect that of the state by making sure that he proceeds correctly and in terms of the act that you have. So that's basically the high court, which is for matters that are a little bit higher than the normal magistrate court, which we will come across later. Other courts, you have a special court for tax. Each division has a tax court. It's a division of the high court, and it's there to hear pure the tax matters that were established in the areas concerned. I think our local one is in fact in the Eastern Cape Division Tax Court. The head of it is in Grahamstown, as a branch in Port Elizabeth. So those are the two. They hear tax appeals basically. You know, they nominate a judge to act in the tax court, and he's there for that area. The president appoints a panel of members for a tax court for a term of office. They sit for 5 years at a time, so they're not permanent people there. You can apply and you can get appointed. You know, they're there to confirm, for example, the assessment or decision, and alter an order of an assessment or decision, refer it back to SARS if they feel that it's necessary for examination and assessment. So they're there to do that and look after tax matters. Labor courts and labor appeal courts, very important these days. They have the same status as a high court. Deals with matters of unfair labor practices. He has appeals against labor court decisions. And this is that is the highest, you know, the labor appeal court is the highest court for labor appeals. So they've got their own division. They do their own thing. Lands claims court, the one that's always spoken about. They're the ones that come along with land reform, claims for land, any decision against the lands claim that may have taken place. You've got a lot of people that, in terms of the Constitution, claim back the land where their forefathers were and that type of thing. If it's challenged, that's the lands claims court that will make that final decision. So, yeah, an interesting court and a very important court. Traditional courts, they still exist. Let me just say as well, with the lands appeal court, you also have the land court. So there's a smaller division. So you've got the lands claim and you've got the land court.
Okay.
That's the provide jurisdiction for magistrate's court and that to mediate, to amend laws relating to it. On the coast, you get all of the holiday resorts that have got permits to make rules and regulations in that regard, all fall under that particular court. Traditional courts, like I mentioned, you still have the old traditional court. They function. It's a court of its own. Then you come down basically to the magistrate's court. And yeah, we have a number of different sections and that type of thing. So in the magistrate's court, you obviously have a civil section and a criminal section. And then over and above that, you have maintenance. You have the protection order courts, the children's courts. You have small claims court. You have special SCC, which is the specialized commercial crimes court. All of those 14 under the magistrate's court are to be found in the building where they are. Added to that these days is the old age pensioners court, equality courts, maintenance courts, and not to forget the sexual offences court, which is one of its own as well. And then, of course, you still get the children's court, which looks after children. So if you look at that, what does the magistrate's court does? It's up to 200,000. Above 200,000, up to 400 becomes a regional court matter. And then the minister has the right to change that at any stage. So it's based on an amount if it's a civil matter. If it's a criminal matter, the extent of the crime committed decides whether it's going to be ordinary magistrates court, regional court, or if not, it goes up into the high court. So it hears all types of civil courts in the civil section of the magistrates court, divorces, arguments about will, suing somebody where somebody's mentally disabled. You know, they're all up over there. Transfer, civil magistrates have the right to hear delivery or transfer of movable property, whether it's movable or immovable as well. Ejectment, it's important over there, collection matters, credit agreement matters, claim for damages for road accidents, when I say motor vehicle accident damage, not injuries to a person if you assault someone, your divorces, like I mentioned, anything that relates to that, the claim that you have can be heard in the magistrate's court, depending on the jurisdiction, the amount, and the seriousness of the act that has been committed. And that's where it goes to. Criminal matters, like I say, is a different section to the civil section. And there you have state prosecutors. So, you know, if you don't get the right to prosecute, you can ask for what they call a noli prosequi, which means the court will give you a letter to say they're not going to prosecute, and then you can institute your own prosecution. You know, so it's not all lost. A lot of people get aggravated by that type of thing. You have the regional court, which is very important. It's therefore more serious matters in the criminal ones. You know, more serious is regarded as murder, rape, armed robbery, serious assault. You know, they don't hear high treason cases. When death has been caused like that, that goes through to the high court.
Okay.
And then, of course, they can sentence a person, the regional court. You can get life imprisonment there for murder or rape if it's heard. They can hear murder and rape cases. Sorry, I said they can't. They do hear. They just don't hear the high treason cases. But murder and rape and that type of thing, they do hear, and they can sentence you to life sentences. But everything is reviewed and that type of thing. A maximum fine in the regional court, I think, is still in the region of 600,000, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. So be careful. People appeal against their sentences, send it through to the high court on appeal, and it can be amended and become more.
Because that court has the power to do so.
Correct. They will review it, have a look. If they feel the sentence was not good enough, they will certainly change it. No doubt about that.
Okay.
And then, you know, your specialized magistrate courts are the children's court, commercial crime, sexual offenses, protection orders, and that type of thing. So they're very, very important as well. You know, they hear commercial crime and organized crime, the specialized commercial crime courts as well. Matters, yeah, I think in this particular instance, we do have a Eastern Cape Region Division, which covers one in Sana, one in Tart, and one in PE. So there's no Grahamstown for that SCC. And then, of course, the one that's important these days and that's growing and growing is the small claims court. Jurisdiction now, partnerships are not permitted to claim in that particular court. So there's no magistrate or judge in the small claims court like the other court. The presiding officer is a commissioner, can be a practicing advocate, an attorney. We are appointed by the commission, by the minister, and do the appointment. Those all take place at the magistrate's court. They take place after hours, so 4 o'clock in the afternoon onwards. It's there. They cannot hear divorces. They cannot hear challenges on wills, mental status of a person, defamation, malicious prosecution, wrongful arrest or imprisonment or that type of crime. So it's more there for the ordinary day-to-day matters. Small claims courts are found at every magistrate's court. So if you have a claim, go through to your court and institute a claim like that. Maintenance court, very important court. Every region has a maintenance court. That's where you go if you've got a claim for maintenance or you want an increase in maintenance, or even the court you go to, you know, you often have a challenge there. People bring you to the maintenance court. You have a right to challenge and say, I want blood taken. I want to ensure that the child is mine. So paternity disputes through DNA testing is done through the maintenance court. And it's compulsory. The court can order it. You can't say, I'm not prepared to do it. You can't say, I'm not prepared to disclose my income and expenditure. That's when it's going to happen. That's where it's going to happen. You need to make sure that you cooperate there. And that's where they make orders, and that order can be one that has it deducted by way of a garnishee order of your salary. They can execute with it. Legal representation is allowed for either party there. So it's a court there to look after maintenance. You can get charged criminally through that court if you fail to pay maintenance. They will send you on to the criminal courts. There must be a deliberate default. So it's not just, I can't pay, I'm unemployed, and you've notified them. That's not a criminal offence. But if you've got a deliberate default where you are working and you haven't paid and you've got arrears and you're earning an income, you know, which is sustainable, to pay the maintenance that you've been ordered to pay, you can be in trouble. So, you know, your pension, annuity, and that can be attached. I can put an emoluments attachment order onto your salary. The maintenance court is there to look after the maintenance for people that require the same. Sexual offences court, that's one that came in. You know, it's there to, as I say, to combat sexual violence, especially against women and children. And it's a specific court to reduce victimization often suffered by victims, reduce the turnaround time for the finalization of those cases to make sure it gets done immediately. And, of course, it has a register. So once convicted, it has a register where they are defined and they are registered in that. You can check at any time as to whether or not a person is a sexual offender. He will be in that book if he has been convicted. So it's a terrible place to find yourself in. The Children's Court is there to look after children, deals with issues. Every magistrate's court in South Africa has a Children's Court. That is a court where they take care of the protection and make decisions about children who are abandoned, who are abused, who are neglected, who are in need of health care and things like that. Children's court that finds any child in need of care and protection has the right to interfere. And you'll find a division of the South African police that deals and assists them with that as well. So they can take a child and put it in safe care or in a home without the permission of the parents. Obviously, they will bring the parents before court to ascertain what the position is. But that's it, Wayne. That's basically all the different courts that we have. Your protection orders are given in a specific court as well. Sexual abuses can get orders as well, and that type of thing. So you can go to court to get anything. There are all these different sections that are there to help the public.
There's, I would sum it up and say that there's a court for just about every possible crime. if you look at all the possible aspects of the law, you know, there's a court that would potentially deal with any aspect. It's just as a citizen, you've got to know how to access the right court for the right processes.
Correct. That's all you've got to really do. And yes, I'm going to, for once, say one thing that Google does do. If you Google South African law courts, you will find the correct court and where it is.
And so, the process.
You can find out details of where the courts are, which court to go to, the contacts for the magistrate's court. Not that that's going to work, because half the courts and the sheriffs that you phone no longer have their lines connected or do not answer. Sad. That's a very sad part of everything.
Right.
The other day I had something that I'd sent to the sheriff in one of the towns in the KwaZulu-Natal area. Not for anything could I find out who they are, only to find that there wasn't an appointment. So it's not 100% up to date, but it will put you on the right track.
Right. Peter, one last question. If unfortunately running out of time, but if somebody wants to get in touch with Alums, maybe they've got a case that needs to go to a specific court, how do they get in touch?
Okay, they can get us on Facebook, Alums, A-L-L-A-M-S, like us, and you'll find all the information on us. Or they can get us at 6 Sansom Road, Vincent, 043-721-0118.
Great. Peter, thank you very, very much. Very interesting, and chat again next week, Monday.